Mind the Gap, you're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more, brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. Joining me today is Gary Simmons. He's a local artist. He's been in Hot Springs since 1973. He's taught art at Henderson, and he's a very accomplished artist in this area. Thank you for joining me, Gary.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell me, you've had your art featured at the Convention Center through Visit Hot Springs. You've been involved with a lot of the local art programs. Tell me more about that.
Well, I came in 73, started freelancing art in 76, and did that. And then in 89 is when the big art boom started here, and I was part of that. That's when Gallery Walk started. That's when poetry started. That's when we started the Documentary Film Institute. All of that started taking place. It kind of came together with about the same time the Main Street project started for Hot Springs. So that was a real renaissance. Mm-hmm. When I came in 73, it was fairly shortly after the gambling had gone out. So Hot Springs was really on its butt. Hmm. It was pretty desolate in downtown. So that was a real change, and the arts were a major part of that.
That's interesting. And can you tell me, what's your medium?
I began with pen and ink back in the 60s, and that's what I did almost exclusively for nearly 40 years. And then I began painting after that.
Wow. Do you sell your art? Do you work for commission? Or?
Yeah, I'm like all artists. I sell it when I can. I've been in several galleries over the years. Then I was out of the galleries for a while, selling out of my studio. I'm now with Dolores Justice at Justice Gallery. Mm. So, but I also do commissioned work. Over the years, I did a lot of portraiture. Sounds strange, but it was in pen and ink. Hmm. And it was big 30 by 40 inch montages of a subject or a family or that kind of thing. So, and then I did a lot of commercial work. I did graphic design, logo design, all of that kind of stuff.
Wow. What's been your favorite over the years, do you think?
The medium, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm most comfortable with a pen. I mean, when you do it that long, of course that's going to be. I started painting when I began teaching at Henderson, because that gave me an opportunity to be exposed to more media. Then a real close friend of mine is Richard Stevens, who is a well-known watercolorist, and he encouraged me to do the watercolor, which is primarily what I do. I do some painting in oil. I like different media.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's kind of like me. I definitely like to dabble in different areas every once in a while, maybe spend a few months learning something new. Maybe I won't dive too deep, but it's fun.
Yeah.
That pen and ink, there's something about it. It's got that look that I really like, you know.
Yeah, it's when that black line goes down on that white paper, there's something kind of exciting about that. And it's also a drawing process, and I love to draw. So sometimes I will just make lines on a page and work that into a design simply for the thrill of just moving that pen over the paper.
And I usually like, when it's done, I like the texture of like a pen and ink work. I really like the way that looks. I'm a texture person. So tell me, what kind of subjects do you often depict?
Well, I'm like a rabbit in a cabbage patch. it's whatever I see that interests me. So over the years, I've had some themes that were kind of consistent with me. Mythology was one of them. I did a lot of work with the myth of Leda and the Swan.
Oh,
I've done several animal series, birds, crows, Crows are really kind of a love affair for me.
Oh, yeah.
Crows and ravens. I used to do quite a bit of Native American kind of art. So it's hard to pin me down that way because I'm kind of all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting looking back at someone's art, and you kind of see a theme that recurs, but then you can see maybe they had a period of time where they were doing a certain color of work, or maybe a period of time they were doing a certain subject. I like that, and it's really cool to look in retrospect.
I tend to work in series. I'll get onto something and really get eaten up with that and do a lot of it. And then that just kind of, I put that away. It's when you're done, you've kind of worn it out. Recently, I did a series in watercolor of bird nests, for example. And they're pretty intricate paintings. I was collecting nests. I was doing, people were bringing nests to me, that kind of thing. And then it just got to the point where, well, I've done that. So I moved on from there. But that's pretty typical for me.
Yeah, I think a lot of artists find that. You know, musicians, maybe they'll spend time with a style or an instrument that they're exploring, or maybe a genre that they're trying out new. And then they'll, 6 months or a year later, they've kind of spent that. I think that's very common for artists. Tell me, what are some of your inspirations?
Well, other artists. I grew up in a period in a I grew up in a small town in southern Illinois in the 50s. And there weren't artists around. There wasn't art. The only art I saw was what I saw in books, or, you know, people would have dime store Kresge prints on the wall, that kind of thing. So for me, it was really an issue of self-discovery. And I was really impressed with illustrators like N.C. Wyeth and people like that, because I was reading those books. So that was probably among the very first kind of inspiration I had. And beyond that, then, it became pen and ink artists for me. Some of them were comic book artists, like Bernie Wrightson. Some of those people that were dazzling. But I think the real heroes of pen and ink were those illustrators in the late 1800s, early 1900s, who were drawing for publication. So I looked at a lot of that.
Yeah, looking back at that kind of stuff, that's really always really impressive to me.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
Do you think that growing up in the Midwest had an influence on your style, or do you think coming to Arkansas has changed your art style? Do you think the places you've been have had an influence?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure about that. The Midwest for me was had to do a great deal with the era when I grew up, which was, I mean, my fantasy about Western, about Native Americans grew out of that time in my life. When I came to Arkansas, I was not buried in the lore of the Civil War and what have you. You know, that wasn't part of it. Maybe one of the things that the South did for me was introduce me more thoroughly into the natural world. But I had a lot of that. I mean, when I was in college, I have basically a major in zoology. So I've always been interested in that kind of thing. But I started doing landscape here, which I had never done before, with the National Park. And then, of course, later, places like Garvin Gardens, which offers a beautiful opportunity to do that kind of work. So, But I, in all honesty, Lance, I don't know whether there was any specific influence in that context.
Are you working on anything new now, like a new type of project, a new...
Yeah, I'm doing an interesting project. It's a commission project. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a series for a client that wants to... They're building a new home, and they're going to do a whole wall of heroes.
Wow.
And these are heroes... In the traditional sense, like Churchill, Eisenhower, Emile Earhart, but also personal heroes like his father, people like that. So what I'm going to, I've done two of them. I'm into the third one. We're going to do 10 or 15 of them. They're small. They're like 8 by 10, but they're basic. They're basically like montages featuring, for instance, the first one I did was a fighter pilot named Butch O'Hara, for whom the Chicago airport is named.
Oh, the O'Hare.
Yeah, and in World War II, he saved the USS Lexington aircraft carrier, knocking out 5 out of 6 Japanese bombers that were in there. So for me, that kind of thing is fun because I'm doing the research, so I learn about these people. It's just, you know, and of course, arts. Art's basically about investigation.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. But I don't have any major personal work, you know, on the board right now. That's kind of been put aside for a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have any upcoming exhibits?
No, non-scheduled. Most of mine now come through the Justice Gallery when they are there. I'm at an age, for better or worse, I don't know what this says about me, but I don't chase that very much anymore. Mm-hmm. There was a time when that was a really important thing for me to do, but I'm at an age where I kind of know where I am in the game, and I know where I'm not going as well as where I've been. So... I like to do that kind of, well, I'm in competitions, like I'm in small works and paper for the Arts Council. I'm in the Mid-Southern Watercolorist shows. I do that kind of thing. But the last show I had was The Nest with Justice.
Okay. So if somebody wants to see your work, do they just have to go there to that gallery, or do you have a website?
I do have a website. It's an old one, and I haven't kept it up very well, but it's simmonsart.com. If they want to see my work, they can see it at Justice, or I welcome them to my studio.
Wait, where's your studio at?
My studio's in my home. About 20 years ago, I built about a 20 by 30 studio on the back of the house, nice. Ate up the backyard, and made a studio. And so that's where... We have a life drawing group that I helped start back in 76. They meet there. I'm part of the studio tour for the Arts Alliance. And I also welcome guests in the studio. So they can always contact me either through my email or my phone or through Justice Gallery.
Okay, that sounds great. I guess before we go... is there anything else you'd like to add, you know?
Well, I appreciate your doing this. This has been pleasant, and the more word we can get out to the community, the better, I think, about the arts. But, no, I don't have any great words of wisdom at this point.
Well, it was great talking to you, Gary. I've definitely seen some of your works while I was, you know, trying to contact you, and I love the paintings I've seen of yours and some of the pen and ink work.
Well, thank you.
If you guys want to see his work, go to his website or contact him so you can go to his gallery or his studio. And his work is also featured at the...
Justice Gallery.
The Justice Gallery. I want to thank you, Gary, for coming and talking with us.
Thank you much.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.